اوكي، بابا كامل بيس من الف. We were learning last time a thesis or a beleza, a micro or a av. And we stopped after the first teretz. So we're going to go over it again. And siyat tishmai, we're going to learn the second teretz. And then with tremendous siyat tishmai, we're going to try and learn the last line of thesis, which is pretty unclear. The beleza, a micro or a av. Remember the Gemara gave a shakya tarye, there's something called obis and something called tolos. And what? Why is one characterized as av and one classified as a tolos? Is there any nafkamina why that should be? So the Gemara first said, yes, you know what? The nafkamina become a chatas. That's two obis, two tolos. Two different toldos, it would be called two chatois. But if somebody has, does it? And it's chatos, and it's toldo, there's only one chatos. That's what the Gemara suggested first. So now we need to know why it's called an av and toldo. Yes, the reason why Chazal classifies something as an av and classify the other thing as a toldo is because an av came in for called chatos.
I'll just clarify, if it's an av and it's toldo, then there are only one chatos. Does that mean also
if there are two different tools of the same art? Yeah. Right. It's all kind of classified as the same chit, same idea. That's why we need to call something an art, we need to call something a tolda to know this halakha. That is the first start of the Gemara. But then the Gemara says that a lezer though, doesn't hold like that, because Rebbe Elazar holds if somebody does an av and he does the same tolda of that and the tolda of that same av, Rebbe Elazar holds the archive to chatois. So then we're back to the question again: why, according to Rebbe Elazar, is it called to Chazal classify something as an av and classify something else as a tolda? It doesn't seem to be any halachic ramification between an av and a tolda. To which the Gemara answers, you're right, whatever's in the Mishkan is called an av, whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is called a tolda. Simply understood, there is no halachic ramification between an av and a tolda. It's coming to tell us purely, historical information. What was in the Mishkan is called an av, and what isn't in the Mishkan is called a tolda. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So Tesis, this is the taste of which we did the beginning of it, we did already. Rebbe Elazar, a micro and an av. Taste has a question. He asks you, what's the question of tastes?
Why did you use a better answer? Why did you argue a better difference?
I'll sharpen that question a lot stronger as well. The name and af gemina, in and asro, what the Gemara does answer is there is no af gemina. That's what the Gemara answers, that there is no nafka minim. That's what the Gemara's answer. There is no nafka minim between an av and a tolda. The Gemara's answering that what? That whatever was in the Mishkan is an av. Whatever it's not in the Mishkan, it's called a tolda. There is no halachic nafka minim. We had the question, why don't we say there's a halachic nafka minim? What the question is, what is the halachic nafka minim? And the answer is, there isn't. So Frank Tate says, why don't we say that there is a nafka minim? To name a nafka minim, the Indian Asra, there is an Afkamina regarding Asra. So, why do we say there's no Afkamina? The Afkamina is a halachic historical information, what was in the Mishkan, what wasn't. Say there's a practical halachic Afkamina is what we were looking for that. We were looking for a practical halachic Afkamina. That's what we asked. Why is one called an Av, one called a Toda? What practical ramifications does it have to us? So, the Gemara didn't have any. Why don't we say the name, man? Nafkumina lina aso. Why don't we say there is a nafkumina regarding aso? That what? That you have to do aso. I've told them, I'm walking an av. Yeah. Let us say the nafkumina, the practical halachic ramification will be the inin aso regarding hasro. Meaning what? Shetzorich lahasro is atoldo mishumav. Dide. When giving aso, one has to label that very is doing. Under the categories of obvious and obvious. So that's us, that's an afkamina. Kedamin and peg toilim, mishame mishum, like it says in the Gemara in peg toilim. Now this is the right to the question that he just said. It says in peg toilim, mishame mishum, my masin be, that what do they do as so, what as so they do for mishame? If somebody does mishame, which as so do you give him? And there's
mishame is which order that's sifting? That's a bingo.
It's you've got wine in a strainer and you're straining through wine. Right? Right. And the sediment's at the top and the wine drips to the bottom.
Why is it not going to boil? Why is it not going
to boil? Oh, so it's not boiling. We'll see in a minute why, but it's definitely doing an act of straining. And the Gemara there, Rava said that's comes under the category of boil. And Ramzerian says it comes under the category of Mirakit. Right? Now, why did one say it comes under the category of one, and one say it comes under the category of the other?
Boil is usually by hand, I'm assuming.
Not exactly. No, that's not what the Gemara said. One second, the Gemara says a different chilek. Shabbos. Was it Kuflamet Zayn?
Ches, Amun Aleph.
Kuflamet Ches. Kuflamet Ches, right. Yeah, Rabbi says that Boyer, what you do is you take the Uchel and you leave the Pseudus behind. That's Boyer. Boyer, what's the classic?
You take the Uchel?
Yeah.
And then you take the Pseudus out?
And then you take the Uchel and you leave the Pseudus. Right, we know that we take the pesach from the uchel is a boy. That's it's different sukkah. The fine dalit and gimel there, a different sukkah. Wow. Say that, but that's what the Gemara here says. That boy, kavosi didim istavo madarki shel boy noitel uchel omeniach pesaches. The derech of boy is you take the uchel for lachas mam and you leave the pesaches. Af hachanami noitel es uchel omeniach es pesaches. You're straining through. The wine is dripping out, that's what's going out, and you're leaving the sediment. So that's oichel. That's boya. And what Zubzeri say? Kavasa didim istaba. Mas dalku shamaraki psoilis milamalo vaoichel milamato. Avokinami psoilis milamalo vaoichel milamato. When you do miraki, the psoilis is above and the oichel is below. The oichel drips through. So the shan is this. Mishame, which is straining through sediment, wine from the sediment, is it comparable to something which you're shaking with the merakid, which, why should it be similar to it? Because the psalis is above and the uchel is below. Or is it similar to the case of boyer, because you're taking the uchel and leaving the psalis? That's the shaila, which one it is. Top to sugi there in the Gemara. They weren't sure. How to, not they weren't sure, Israel was sure. There was machlokes how to characterize meshame. So what do we see? The simple understanding of the Gemara was that when you have to give us, or when the guy is doing meshame, you need to give him that saw for the one it is, right? For the app, that's what it was. And that was a shayla. Is it like boy or is it like, merakit? Right. No, each one has a shayla. It's a sugya there. It's not like a thing with shittas. A shayla is if they're both chodik on each other, maybe one would agree to the other. It's a ganz sugya. But the point of Tosis, we're not learning over Shabbos now. The point of Tosis is that there is a practical halachi ramification between whether it's an avotolo. Namely, what's that straw? So that's what Tesis Kasha was. Ishloima, the hockey park. This was the hockey purush. This is what the Gemara means in Shabbos, right? And remember, what we have is really we have a stereo contradiction between the Gemara Shabbos and Gemara Bavakameh. Gemara Shabbos clearly seems to say there is a halachi nafkamina b'tzav and told that like Gemara Bavakameh. Implies not, clearly seems to say there is no halakhic ramification between an av and a toldo. So how can we reconcile this? How can we reconcile the two Gemaras? So we have two choices, maybe three. One is to change the Gemara, change our understanding of the Gemara in Shabbos. Another one is to change our understanding of the Gemara of Kama. And maybe a third one is to say that the Teretz, which I will see if there's another Teretz. But those are the two at least for the Tosfos Shabbos. One is we're going to, and Tosfos is going to give us two Mahalakim. One Mahalak is going to be changing the way we understood the Gemara in Shabbos. And then the other one's going to be changing the way we understood the Gemara Baba Kama. And that way there's no contradiction. So what are they? What are the two truths? The first thing to taste is, Ochi Pulshoi, Mishamayim Asinim Be, Shuhu Chayim. What do those two words, Shuhu Chayim, come to add? Mishamayim Asinim Be, Shuhu Chayim. Every Asura is because of a Chiyu. Every Asura is in order to make somebody liable for Chiyu Misa. So what the taste mean by adding in those words, Shemaim Asinim Be, Shuhu Chayim. So Tosfos here is adding in very critical words. He means to say that one Asra is impossible to give and it'll still be Chayim. That means it's possible we know you can give Asra on what he's doing and it'll be Chayim. That's possible. But what additional alternative Asra could one give and it'll still be Chayim Misa for that Asra? Shemaim Asinim Be, Shuhu Chayim. Which Asrah could we give and they'll still have the din, it's Chayev, Nisa, Malkus, whatever you get.
I understand what you're saying. I do see that in the words of Tosfos that at this point I would still be thinking that if we gave Asrah and Bashar itself, it wouldn't be good.
Okay, that you have to read on. You have to read the whole sentence. And then those two words are going to be, that's what it's going to be added. Rabbah Omer Mishum Boyer, Abel Hissu Boy Mishum Rakeh Poto. The Kivan says this is the Kivan Shom Masreh Bedovo She'eino Doimer, since he gives us saw on something which is not similar to the activity that he's doing. Soba Shemalik Boy Upot. He thinks that he's joking. Upot. Abel is the line he wanted. Abel, his boy, Vaoma, Al Tishame. If he told him Al Tishame, then of course he'll be Chai. He will be Chai. So now, if we go back through the whole Tosfos, Tosfos is saying, I've changed the understanding of the Gemara Baba Kama. Oh, you want Shabbos. You thought, you originally thought that you need to give a saw for the Av. No. If you give a saw, I'm sure they told you, Avad, you'll be Chai. So the question was, which other Asura could we give and it'll still be Chayim? The Asura would still be valid. About if you give Asura for what he's doing, like our Gemara seems to imply, if you give Asura for the Toldah, then the Asura is a good Asura. But the Shaila is, if I give an alternative Asura, is there an alternative Asura I can give and it'll still have, it'll be a valid Asura, it'll be Chayim? Which Asra could we give that he will be Chai? Meaning, type of a Bidi'eva type of Asra, but enough to give him, they'll be Chai. Which one?
Actually, has to be very similar. When he really is.
Similar to what he's doing, yeah.
How can we have said beforehand, I forgot who it was, that said that it doesn't have to be the exact one?
Right. Doesn't have to be similar. It has to be similar.
Similar to the exact one. Bashman, it has to be the exact one.
No, similar. You just said it yourself.
No, similar in the sense of the Av and the Toldah. So you don't have to mention specifically the Toldah, but you can mention the Av that it belongs to. But it has to be in line with that, because we see both of these are very similar. How can you come out at the end of the day and say similar, it works? Both of them are arguing. Both of them are similar.
The Machlek is Rabban and Rebzeir there, and the Sugi is what's called similar.
It's not similar.
Rabban says that Boya is similar because you're taking the Oichot from the Pseudis. And Reb Zeir said, Temerach is similar because the Pseudis is up on top. Okay. Rabba holds that no, that it, since Merakid is not similar to Boya, Merakid and Boya are two different objects, it's not similar to each other. And I hold that if you would say that taking the Oichot from the Pseudis is called Merakid, you're joking at him. Merakid is not taking the Eichel from the Pseudis. So if you're saying, if you call it Merakid, you're joking with him. And Ebzeir would say that Boyer is saying the Oichel wanted to say this, and the Oichel is, and that has no shaykhsa. Then Bari is Bari, but that has no shaykhsa to Mishameh. To Mishameh, you have the Psoidus above and the Oichel below. So Mamela, Mishameh and Merakid are similar, but Bari, which is done with a different kingdom and everything, is completely not the same idea. So there's a machlokes there between them, which one's similar.
But
Rabbi,
he said that
Rabbi
would hold that he's not going
to
believe him. He's joking.
Yeah.
But it looks exactly the same to me. It looks like it's a
miraculous
case.
Well, you're not shaking your
cleaver, yeah. Actually, you put your
cleaver
in
a
cup or a barrel.
You put water on those sediments, and that makes the wine seep through. Which is not an act of miracade, right? Not an act of miracade, but it has, I'm asking to you, Reb Zeri held it somewhat similar to it.
It's not going through a filter.
It is, that's right. You put water on the sediments, and that makes the wine come out of the sediments.
I thought it's in the wine too.
It's also in the filter. It's also in the Gemara discussed this.
Yeah, because I would think that if you have sediments in the wine, pour the wine through a filter, and sediments stay on top, and it's clearly similar to sifting flour where you have
the... The way you sift it, you shake the sift.
It's similar.
That's a shine of what you're saying.
If I said yes, it's correct. You might argue that either would be similar enough.
Yeah, absolutely. According to Tesis, Rabba and Abzeria are arguing and hold that this one is not similar, and this one is not similar. That's what Rabba and Abzeria are arguing. You want to take one aside of them, the Bakasha, but that's what they're arguing about. Rabbi holds this is dissimilar to that, and Rabbi Zera holds this is dissimilar to that. That's how Tosis is learning this. Rashi that doesn't learn like this, but that's the Tosis is learning that the Machlikas, Rabbi and Rabbi Zera, which one is dissimilar to it? That's the Machlikas. Rabbi holds Meraki is dissimilar, and Rabbi Zera holds the very is dissimilar. So maybe you have to.
But they are each dissimilar,
and
you have to be specific. Much more that you can't do something
dissimilar, not similar.
They just have
I'm telling you, Tosis is saying that Rabba holds that Meraki is not dissimilar. Any English word you want is not similar to the act he did. That's what Tosis is saying. Rabba's holding, right? The Meraki is not that. So. You want to take the side of Reb Zeri and saying it is similar to Bakasha, but Tosis is telling us that that's what Machlokes Rabba and Reb Zeri is. The Rabba holds that Meraki is not similar to the activity you're doing. Ad kedei kach, if somebody would tell you you're doing Meraki, he would think he's joking.
It's like Kesher.
And right. And Reb Zeri says, if somebody would say Boye, he would think he's joking. That's Machlokes according to Tosis.
And so plain and safe would be just given the Hasra on the Tolda itself.
Right. So if you give Hasra on the Tolda itself, Ba'ul Eyachai. If you give Hasra on the Av, which is similar to it, okay, since it's similar, you're going to be a Chai. So that's the first mark of thesis. So the fact that it's called an Av and a Tolda is totally irrelevant. The point is, it has to be similar. So you might well call, Mishameh an Av. Call Mishameh and Av. Say in the Torah is Boyer, Mishameh, Merakeh. Three Ovis, all times, four Ovis, Zoya, all crucial to the act of separating. And what are you sorting? What are you saying that? No, I need to call one an Av and a Torah. You don't. Call them all an Av. You don't need to be Masfer according to. It's Av. You don't need to be master according to it's Av. There's no such halacha. You just have to be master for what he's doing. So as much as you're mastering for being Meshameh, he's going to be Chayek. So why did we go out of our way to say, you should know that it's 39 Ovis, we could have said, could have called Meshameh also an Av.
Well, this is the definition of an Av, though, at least in the context of Shabbos. What
they did in the Mishnah. That's the answer of the Gemara, but we're looking for a practical halachic nafkamina, why we called something an av. Why did the Chazal call something an av and other things a tola? We thought halachically there's some practical halachic nafkamin, right? Maybe in the Naskana there isn't, but we thought there is. And we thought that the nafkamin is that you have to label it based on the av. That's why we need to know what's an av, because the asura has to be based on the av. That's not true, says Tosis in this teretz. You don't need to label the toldo b'shem the av. So if you don't need to, so why call it a toldo? What's an afkamina? Just say, call it what you want. Why is one called an av, one called a toldo? There's no nafkamina. No alachim nafkamina. Kills there between them. If they're similar, you're chai for what you're doing. If they're not similar, then the asura is a Jew. So why call one an av and one a toldo? That's why Tosfos, why the Gemara didn't suggest that it's nafkamina, because it isn't a nafkamina. Okay, that's the first part of Tosfos. So what we did was we changed the Gemara in Shabbos. Now, when you open up the Gemara in Shabbos, no doubt you'll want to, you'll see Rashi doesn't learn this pshat. Say that, that's Rashi doesn't learn the pshat, but there is a pshat which Tosfos suggests. And Rabbi and Hosea are arguing what is similar, what's not similar.
Once
we come to this argument, this new argument, what's
similar,
what's
not similar, is that not
similar? No, there's no. Now, once you come on to saying, if it's similar, then Asura is good, and if it's not similar, then Asura is not good, then we don't need to classify anything as a total. Give everything statism of Av. Everything you can call an Av. You don't need to call anything a toldo. Because the only reason why I would have thought you need to call something a toldo is because although he's doing a particular activity, you have to be mastering not for that activity, but rather for its av. Right? That's what you would have thought. But if you tell me you don't need to be mastered for its av, you can focus on the activity it did, so why call it a toldo? Why is there any classifications, av and tolda? Say there's 40 malachas or 60 malachas, what's the difference?
Well, if there is 60 malachas, then I would notice that there's a difference between them. Each malach is obviously being called malach because there's a distinction between them, right?
Well, have a look if they're similar.
To call one the other would be not, would not be able to give him proper instruction.
Why not? Let's have a look. If they're
now
similar.
Now that it's a tolda of the av, I know that they're shy of each other. So I can do it. That's a look now. I'm going to call each one a separate av. Masha, the Torah is telling me they're each different. I shouldn't be able to give one is a straw when I'm reading another one.
Right.
So isn't there still a little difference?
So the Masha basically speaks out your point. But I'll just say over Yossi's point, the point which has been troubling quite a few of us, that if we would classify one as an av, one a toldo, perhaps it's doing us a service in telling us that what is similar. Perhaps it's doing us a service. Better we could use our brains to think what is similar. But perhaps we are considering it a toldo to tell us that it's similar and for that you'll be chay. But it's not 100% true. First of all, it's always good to use your brains. But according to this Mahalach, what happens if we have two obvious that are similar? And there are two obvious which are similar. What would be if you have two obvious that are similar? For instance, Zareah, Noitea, they're both similar ideas. Zareah is planting seeds and Noitea is planting a tree. There are two obvious, they're called Zareah and Noitea.
Noitea is an av.
Right. Or Oifa and Mevashel, they're two obvious.
They're the same.
Oifa is with bread, Mevashel is with fruit.
Yeah, but the
trees are
the same.
Yeah, they're both obvious.
Really?
They're both obvious. The Gemara says the reason why it doesn't call, the reason why the Mishnah didn't bring down Mevashel is because the Mishnah brought down the Sidur, the pas, the way it makes bread. But Bikaron, there's an Av of Bishol and there's an Av of Eifer, very similar.
So it's more than 39?
It's more than 30. Yeah, that's what the Gemara asked.
What is this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the Gemara asked this. Why did you not bring it down? I didn't give him a
reason. Why do you say 40 less one?
So, the in Sidur the Pas, so that's what the Gemara answers. We're saying Sidur the Pas, that's why we're saying Oifa, but there's really also Mevashel, it's also an Av. We'll see in the end of the Tosfos, depending how you read the end of the Tosfos, that this also seems to be saying. So the are the obvious. So, what happens if somebody's baking, he says you're cooking? If since it's similar, it would be chayv, it would be niskar.
You're joking on me.
No, because since it's a similar activity, so Mamela, that would be enough to know that, yes, okay, so you're calling it baking. I understand what you're saying. You're preparing food, making it ready, and the heat, changing its status. I understand that's good enough. If, I'm just giving you a moshel. If you have two ovis which are similar, and you would be master for one, and the other one, he's doing the other one, but since it's similar, you would be chayev.
Even though the process is
that guy would be
once one was the water, once was the number.
Right. So if we
don't say that, we don't say that with the shamer and rock, it's like preparing the food, getting rid of the bad stuff.
Nachon. So that's what this is saying now. That since Meshamer is similar to Boyer, according to Rabba, Meshamer is similar to Boyer, even though it might be a different half. It might be a different half. But it's similar, that's enough to make your person chayv. So Yossi's question was, why don't, maybe we'll call it a toldo just to tell us that it's similar. That's not 100% true, because there's other ovis which are similar that are called ovis. Netea, for instance, is called ovis, and it, yet it's similar, but it's called an av. So we can't say that we'll call it a toldo to teach us that it's similar, because there's other obvious, not like that. So rather, the point is, if it's similar, you have to use the brains. If it's similar to it, then it would be called a. Then our saw would be good. If it's not similar, that saw wouldn't be good. So scratch all this point of obvious and all this. Just problem. Say, is it similar or not? If it's similar, it'd be high. If it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be. That's the Mahalach of Tesis in the first part.
So again, frequent sentences have these Agos Malacha, then you have clearly in categories, they told us each, in the words of the next sentence, was a pool of told us. You could just assign it one what's similar to it. If it's right, if it would have that similar.
Yeah, what we're saying in good places at the moment is there's no reason even to call it told us. You could say you've got a pool of obvious, and you just need to know what that saw, whether you're doing the right saw for it.
Right, you could give it right for that, told us out, or find what you consider to be the similar. It's not a strict assignment that this told them belongs to that particular
half. At this stage of thesis, there's no halachic ramification between an half and a told it. Yes, you're quite right. As much as I could somehow match what you're doing with something which is similar to it, the guy would be taking me seriously.
The litmus test, the guy would take me seriously.
Yeah, same. So then you have a machlik, because Rabbi was there, and the guy would take me seriously.
Right.
But that's what the point is, I tell you, you're doing a Melechus Shabbos, and it's something you have to take me seriously. So no reason to call it Toldo. You call it Av. There's no reason to have always and told us Bechlal. So you've got Melechus, and are you doing things which are similar? That's all you need to know. Yeah, why do we have to say 39 always Melechus? There's 39 Melechus, or there's 60 Melechus, that make a difference. You're doing Melechus, and I'm warning you about something which is similar to it. First Melechus Tesis, second Melechus Tesis, Oli Shloim. The zero shemitarits. How do you translate the word zero shemitarits?
I translate this, which we are in part, that we are expending.
What's zero?
That the way we understand our part of it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know by this.
Zero shemitarits. This indeed is what we are answering. This is it. Right?
This answer given in our
sukkah. Right. This answer, which we wanted to say about, they have to be master, they are. That means the way that we learn the Gemara in Shabbos is indeed what we're saying here as well. The zero, this mahalach, which we thought was in the Gemara in Shabbos, is shemetarets, is the answer the Gemara here is going to say. That what? Hach, the avoy bevishkon, Koyleav, that which was done in the Mishkan is called the Av. The Ma'inaf Kamina, Mitzoyer, the Hasis are told of Bishmo. And that's good for what we want. Yes, there is a practical halachic Nafkamina. The what? Look in the Mishkan. See what was done in the Mishkan. What was done in the Mishkan was an Av. That's an Av. The Ma'inaf Kamina, to know what Hasra to give. You have to give Hasra Bishmo. The person doing the Melochim. Person doing melacha, la'asor, it has to be called, it has to get la'asor based on its family name. And what's its family name? Hach da'ava b'mishwa. That's the av, and the tola has to be called, as we had la'asor, based on that.
Exclusively, you can't give la'asor on the tola.
Right, you cannot. Now, Tosa is doing U-turn, or not really U-turn, he's going with his first understanding to begin with. He thought, I understood the Gemara in Shabbos, that you have to give us straw based on the Av.
So the words about all the Yiddish Kabbalah that David and I were translating, there is more to say. There is more to say to support the first Malach.
No, completely and utterly totally and utterly wrong.
Is that what you just said now?
No.
Going back to the first Malach?
He's going back to his original understanding, not the first Mahalach of the Gemara, of Tosis, not the first Teretz of Tosis. No, exact opposite. Exact and utter opposite. Really, really, however you want to express yourself so eloquently. The original understanding of Shabbos was
You have to give us right for the Av.
You have to give the Asur, naming, labeling the Av. The first Eretz of Tosfos was saying, misunderstood the Gemara, you didn't have to do that. We're now going back to our original understanding that you have to give us straw labeling the Av. And what do we say? Then why didn't we present that as an Av Kamina? Why didn't we say that's why it's called an Av? To tell us which is straw. Answer is, that is what we're saying. The Zeu Shemitah, that is the answer of the Gemara here. The Hafta, Moib Mishkan, Korele Av, whatever was in the Mishkan is called the Av. And that's what you have to label it by. And that's what you have to label it by. Mitzorach la'asrit atol the bishmo. That's the second mahalach of Tosfos. So vayidi shema, first of all, you have to do is every time it says vayidi shema in Tosfos is answers Tosfos. Vayidi shema means there's an initial answer one can say.
An entirely different answer.
Right.
There's an additional answer?
Yeah.
To what?
To the question we asked.
But you already said it.
No. There's an additional answer, right? That means the alternative answer. We said one answer, which was changing the Gemara in Baba Kama, in Shabbos. And now there's an alternative answer, an additional answer you can give. Don't change the Gemara in Shabbos. Keep that one. You have to be master based on the Av. And that's what the Gemara was answering here. The Gemara asked, what's the nafkamina for you, Ebelezer? The nafkamina is that whatever the Mishkan was called an Av, and you have to be master based on that. Right? A lot missing in the words here, but that's what the Gemara, the second answer of Tosfos is. The Hach, Davoy, the Mishkan, Korele, Av, nafkamina, Fasro.
So if he was doing a Shaver, you would not be able to say to him, you're doing Mishamar, it's Asr.
Right.
You have to say,
you're doing Boya, you're doing Zoya, you're doing Rakid, whichever one it is. Biduk. Like we originally understood.
So then why are you calling it an Av and a Tolda?
Oh, yeah, does it?
Just to teach us that the Tolda won't work?
It's you have to know, call one an Av, one a Tolda, to tell us which Hasor you need. If you would say, you wouldn't classify Av and Tolda, then when you zoom Mishamar, then you would tell me, Al Tashame, you wouldn't get Chiyu Misa.
And the Gemara Shabbos didn't discuss that at all.
What do you mean the Gemara Shabbos?
So he said, Al Tashame,
the Gemara doesn't talk about Al Tashame, that's the point of Tosfos. There are two ways you have to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mishum Mai Masrinam Be. And the Rabbi said, Boye, Abdeus and Miraki, Mishum Mai Masrinam Be. Does that mean that's the only Asra? Or does it mean also you can do that as well?
Clearly state that if somebody says Asra of Mishamar,
no, no, if it did, it wouldn't be a Tosfos. Quite right.
Wow.
Yeah, take more than nothing. That's a Mishum Mai Masrinam Be. We have two options to have to learn that Gemara. Now we come on to the last line of Tosfos. This for Oid. The Hagdama for this thesis is that this line is difficult to read and different explanations have been presented by the various Achronim. We're going to pick one of them. We're going to pick the Mahalach of the Tiferes Shmuel, which is at the back of the Gemara. Why are we picking him? I find it the easiest to read, perhaps. And also, it's Rishonim. Rishonim say such a pshat. Rabbeinu Peretz says such a pshat. Tesis Rabbeinu Shams says such a pshat. So I'm picking him. I know the Maram says a different pshat, and you're welcome to learn the Maram if you want. But it's very long. His pshat is not very long. I found it hard to read the Maram in the words of Tesis. Therefore, I am saying the Al Malach, but Eilu Ve'Eilu Diber Ekim Chayim. And they're just saying the opposites. Well,
can the
Rav
read it to us how you would read it without
Mufarshim? I can read you the words. You can also read the words. It doesn't mean read so well. Va'oid. And also, va'oid. Furthermore, what does it mean, va'oid? Is va'oid coming to say an extension to the answer I just said? Is that what va'oid is saying? Normally, va'oid does. But the it doesn't really flow far after that, because what was the answer we just said? You have to call the Av, the told by its Av. So how do you read this? Void Temetem of Ashel, the Tem of Ashel, Ein Tzach La'Soise Mishum Av. You don't need to warn him based on the Av. Vim his Mishum Atoldo Chayiv. And you do, if you're master, based on the Toldah, you would be chayif. But if you're lucky, no choshev lei pepe klal golo. So, simple reading, it sounds like it's not an av. Yes, I know I said it is. A simple reading of this Tosafot sounds like it's not an av. And if you'd be master, based on a Toldah, you'd be chayif. And then it ends off, and it's not mentioned in klal golo. So, first of all, if void is extension of the second Tosafot seems to be a bit schizophrenic.
It's an extension of the first
a bit schizophrenic, because we just told you that you do need to say based on the Av, and now we're saying that you don't. And if Tosafot is going back on the first Eretz, you should have written it there.
Right.
Why writing it now? And what does Tosafot mean also by the end? They're saying it's not mentioned in Pirkei Avot. I've got it. My kesha to this whole discussion. So, this line, however you read it, it's difficult. So,
well, actually,
we're going to present like Tver Shmuel. Tver Shmuel says it's a third answer. The third answer, remember the question is, what's our question? Why is something classified as an Av, and why is something classified as a Tol? So Tais is saying, and we had a question. We had a question that why did we not say clearly the reason why it's classified as an Av is because of astral purposes, right? Why did we not say the reason why it's classified as Av is because of astral purposes? So the answer is that by Neteh of Ashel, we're going to say about Pair first, and after we'll try and fit it in the words. Neteh of Ashel are two obvious. They're two obvious. There's an Av called Neteh and an Av called Mavashel. And if somebody is mastering, if somebody does a toldo of Meitea, what's a toldo of Meitea? Grafting a branch. Is a toldo of Meitea. Meitea is planting a tree, and grafting is a toldo of that. It achieves the same tutsal. It's a toldo of the Av. If somebody is grafting, you have to be master based on the Av. You have to be master based on its Noteah. You have to be master. If you wouldn't be master, you wouldn't be Chayv. Because the Halacha is like we always assumed in Tosafos, and the second Tosafos of Tosafos was saying, that you do need to be master the Toldah b'shem la'av. So if somebody is doing Havrocha, which is Ma'om Hakova, which is grafting, grafting or some other type of grafting, if you do Hakava, you need to say the Av, you need to say Netil, you need to say you're doing the Av. If you would say you're doing Hakava, the guy wouldn't be Chayv Misa. The Edim have to be master that you're doing the Av. Right? So it's very important for us to know that Netil is an Av. It's very important. Because you need to know it for the Asra. And yet, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Lamedes Melachos. When it says Shloisha Lamedes Ovois Melachos, Noitea is not mentioned there. Why not? If the reason why something is called an Av is to tell us, because you need to know regarding Asrah, so why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? If that's the whole reason why it's called Ovois, is because you need to know for the Asrah of the Tolda what to call it, so it should also say Noitea, should say Mibashal, and it doesn't say it. So why did it not say it? It's a fact. You need to be Maser the Tolda B'Shem Na'av. It's a fact. How do I know it's a fact? How do you know you need to be Maser the Tolda B'Shem Na'av? You're on Shabbos. It's a fact. So if the reason why something's called an Av is because you need to be Maser the Tolda B'Shem Na'av, which is true, and that's why we're labeling them as Av, so why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah in Kal Godot? Why Noitea and Mevashel not mentioned there in the Mishnah? That seems to show us there must be another reason why something is called an Av and something called a Tolda. The reason why Chazal are labeling some things as Av and Tolda cannot be because of the halachic ramification. Because then Noitea and Mevashel should have been in the list of the things in the Mishnah. So it must be something else. There must be some other reason why things are called Ovis and things are called Tolis. When we label things Av or Tolda, it must be for a different reason. Okay? You understand the Cheshbon? That means we're agreeing, according to this new Mahalach of Tosis, we're agreeing that Ovis, there's something called an Av and something called a Tolda, and we agree that the Tolda needs a saw based on the Av. But is that the reason why Chazal called something an Av and a Tolda? Is that the reason why, if you look at the Mishnayis and we see Ovis, are we meant to think, yes, you're saying Ovis because you need to have the Asur of the Av, that's why we're calling an Av? Is that the reason why? It should be a reason why, but it can't be. Because if that would be the reason why Chazal are teaching us the words Ovis, then they should have said other ones as well. They should have said Neitea. They should have said Mevashel. Should have said other reasons as well. If it's so, that's why it's called an Av. The reason why it's called an Av is because that you need to be master then based on these categories to tell us the categories. Tell us Neitea. Tell us Mevashel. And it doesn't do that. That's like a sign to us. There must be a different reason why Chazal are categorizing things as obvious. There must be some other reason. When we say obvious Nezikin, these are considered obvious. There must be a reason for it. What is it? Hach tavoy b'mishkan mikolin an av. Hach tavoy b'mishkan is called an av, and the other ones are not called an av. That's why we find lamed tes obvious. Lamates of why only 39 Ovis? Those were in the Mishkan. Now there might be other Ovis, but they weren't categorized in the Mishnah as Ovis. You know why? Because they weren't in the Mishkan.
Mevashel?
Mevashel's an Av.
It is
an Av.
It's not listed though.
It's not listed. You know why? Because Mevashel wasn't in the Mishkan.
It was.
Well, that's tomorrow's cash. The Tveshim all carries on. You're quite right. Treshul carries on and says he doesn't understand for the next thing.
It's not an opinion of this Mikdash, and like in Shishkan, it was in the Bavoda of the
Mishkan. Well, not really true. It was in the Binyan as well, the Bishul Salomonim, in order to make the dyes and things. So that's going to be the Shabbat.
Ofer
wasn't in the Binyan. Right. Nachon.
So but maybe the Gemara Shabbos is listing the things that were done in the Malacha. Not only
on
the Mishkan, but in the
Vodah of
the Mishkan.
So, let's not that. First, let's accept what he's saying, then there's a long Tveshim, which carries on with your problem afterwards. But what is he saying is that if you're right to define Av, to teach me this halacha that you need to always label in order to for the Chiyuv, for the Asra, then he should have brought other ones as well. There's other ovis that aren't mentioned there that should have been brought as well. If that's what it's doing to teach me, that should have been brought. Should have taught me that. So must be there's some other reason why things are called ovis, and the Gemara here presented a different reason. That's why it's called ovis.
What was the reason?
That whatever was done in the Mishkan is called an Av, and
that's
other
an
things.
Afkimina,
no nafkimina.
No, so he's going back to no nafkimina.
So Gemara is saying no nafkimina. The Gemara is saying the reason why we're calling it an Av and they're calling it a Toldo is obviously
the
not for the halachic nafkimina.
The second ago, Tosu said it was halachic nafkimina, right?
There's three Tosu and Tosu.
No, the most recent one, before this is the old.
Right, there's three Tosu and Tosu. First Eretz is saying there is no nafkamina. Second Eretz is saying there is a nafkamina, halachic nafkamina, and that's what the Gemara means. And the third Eretz is saying there actually is halachic nafkamina, but the Gemara didn't bring it because that can't be the reason why something's called an av. There is actually a halachic nafkamina ramification between the av and the toldo, which is that you need to be master the toldo b'shem the av. You do need to do so. You need to, when you give us Sof or Tola, you need to say Bur. If a person doing Mishama, you need to say Bur. You do need to.
This is the old case?
Yes, you do need to, but that's not the reason why it's called an Av. Why? Because if that would be the reason, then you should have bought other things as well. You should have bought Meteah, you should have bought Mavashal as well. So if the reason why we're calling it an Av is to because you need to label it, if that's the reason why, then why is it not mentioned? Why are other ones not mentioned in the Mishnah then? Why is there only 39? It should be 42. There should be some additional ones.
Okay, but then he's saying there is enough.
One second. When the Mishnah says Shloshim, that is Ovois Melochis. Why is it called it Ovois? Is it to tell us the halachic nafkamina? Or is it to tell us a practical historical information? Why did they call it Ovis? So, according to first Eretz, practical, a historical event. Second Eretz, to teach us a halachic nafkamina. Third Eretz, the Mishnah is not teaching us. The reason why I called it Ovis is not to teach us that halachic nafkamina. Because if so, there should have been some more. Should have been some more obvious. So rather, the Mishnah called them obvious for some different reason. Mishnah called them obvious for a different reason, which the Gemara here gives the reasoning. The Gemara says what was in the Mishkan is called obvious, what wasn't in the Mishkan is called obvious.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Historical information.
It's historical. So the question was that why not mention a nafkamina? The Rav said there is a nafkamina. For an answer, there is a
nafkamina. We don't have a nafkamina that would explain why the Mishnah chose Ovis. We don't have it. Why? Although I know there is an Afkamina between Av and Tola, I know it. That can't be the reason why the Mishnah said there's 39 Ovis and Malachis. So the reason why the Mishnah said 39 Ovis and Malachis is because the Mishnah chose the 39 that were in the Mishnah.
Okay.
That's why the Mishnah said the 39 Ovis Malachis. 39 melochis are in the Mishkan. That's why he called it Ovis.
Is there an Afkamina
between? Is there a practical halachic Afkamina between an Av and a Tola? Yes.
Which is a Sra?
Yes.
Or an Achim? Still a question that you have to
ask. No.
No?
No.
Why are you telling me historical as opposed to telling me an Afkamina?
We have a question. The Mishnah says the 39 Ovis melochis. Why are they calling them Ovis?
You said to tell us which ones were done and
basically. Right, that's the reason why the Mishnah says that.
The Seder, the question is here in the Gemara, why is the Gemara not specifying halachic nafkamina?
Not out of Gemara. The Gemara is coming to say, the Gemara says the Mishnah calls it Ovis Melochis, 39 Ovis Melochis. Why is it called an Av? Why are they called 39 Ovis Melochis? Why are they called Ovis? Right, so whatever we answer we have to give has to explain the Mishnah, why the Mishnah called them Ovis Melochis. Right? So according to this last line of Tosfos, the Mishnah called them Ovis Melochis can't be because of the practical halachic nafkamina, because it should have said more of them. So why is the Mishnah listing 39 Ovis Melochis just to tell us there are 39 that were done in the Mishnah?
What
historical information, that's radical obvious. Okay, the first Eretz of Tosfos clearly told us that, right? According to the first Eretz of Tosfos, the reason why the Mishnah called them 39 obvious melachos was to tell us historical information. According to the first Eretz of Tosfos, there is no practical nafkamina. There's just to tell you, you should know the 39 melachos that were done in the Mishkan. 39 kashmir melachos done in the Mishkan.
What was called the first Eretz?
That was the first Eretz of
Tosfos. Wasn't that a question?
No. The first Eretz of Tosfos was that the reason why it says obvious is there's no reason to know something's labeled as an Av, no reason to have it. Why did the Mishnah say that? Now, obvious melachos to tell us historical information. Second Eretz of Tosfos is saying, no, the reason why the Mishnah says 39 obvious melachos to tell us halacha, that you need to be master at the Toldo B'Shem the Av. So we need to know what's the obvious. And the third Eretz of Tosfos is making a shit of, but I agree with the halacha that you just told me. That you need to tell me Hasar B'Shem, the Toldo B'Shem the Av, but that can't be what the Mishnah's come to tell me. Because if the Mishnah comes to tell me that, it should have told me other ones as well. So when the Mishnah says the 39 obvious melachos, it can't be teaching me you should know there's something called an Av and you need to be master the Torah based on the Av. Because what there should be also other melachos there as well. So the reason why the Mishnah said 39 obvious melachos, the Mishnah must be calling obvious for some other reason. What was it? To tell us those were done in the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah called them obvious. So this third Teretz is really making a hybrid of the first two Teretz. First Teretz was, the Mishnah is only coming to tell us the practical historical information. There is no halachic ramification between an Av and a Toldo. Second Teretz saying, no, there is, and that is what the Mishnah has come to tell me. And the third Teretz is to say, there is halachic nafkamina, but that's not what the Mishnah has come to tell me. Why? Because the Mishnah should have said other ones as well. Let's just have a look into Eshmol, and then we'll read it into Tosfos, and we'll do our best to read it into Tosfos.
39 Avalokas are those Avalokas that were in Mishkan, but there are hidden other...
There are other Avalokas, that we'll see when we do the next Tosfos. There are other Avalokas as well.
And the Lavkas, there is no... He doesn't present any Lavkas, but there are Avalokas.
Right, but on Shabbos, Gemara Shabbos, Kutlan of Cheskos. So if we're looking... In the Tveres Shmuel, I'm not doing the whole Tveres Shmuel. It's a long, where would you find this? Before the Rif. Those of you that have fancy Gemaras are very easy to find. But those of you that have an older one, yeah, it doesn't have this. Very old school.
You have it, mine's old.
No, this is from the very old school. Yours is 7.
Yours is my 10 points.
Okay, and yours is going to be at the beginning of the space about it.
Yours is a six fish. It's called special. It says Ozer.
Yeah, you have to look for the special one.
Oh, I see. Something like that.
We're not doing the whole thing, just the first part of it. You found it?
No.
I have several Tveres Shmuels.
Right.
Find one on Tosfos.
No, this is all on Tosfos.
The long one.
It's broken up. It's a gradual set that's in between the two.
Okay. So he says just as we had a taste of it.
Oh, and city for Moscow.
Okay, oh yes. Okay, do you want
this is
okay.
Wow. So now I'm going to read you Tveshmol, and then we have to fit it into Tesis. But what he does is he changes some words in Tesis. So one thing, now I have to find it.
It's
old. Let me hold him. What's it, please?
I see the whole Tveshmol, but where in it?
The beginning of it. I just have to go to place. Oh, yeah, got it. I'm reading the Dima Masr. Svarim Achirim, you have it in brackets, Svarim Achirim, Samach Aleph, Svarim Achirim, so he brings a different gear, sir. Vim Hisa Hatoldo Mishum Nitea Chayv. So he has a different gear, sir. So we go read it. So if we read the whole thing, say, Va'oid. Then a day on the vassal in talk about says to Mishum Av, he means that told him Mishum Nitea Chayv. He says, then can Shash Shishte Agus is Nachoyd. But in Kepir Shatois is now the Hochi Purusha. This is now the explanation of Tosis. Shebo the Tarent Tirit Shlishi. He's coming to give a third answer. Tafilu in Timzeloima, even if you want to say, even if it's true, you want to say that you have to be Masa the Toldo based on the Av, like we saw in the Gemara and Shabbos.
Meaning only the
Av? Yeah. And had you done Asra based on what he did, you would not be Chayev. Afilo Hochi, Lekele Meima, the Mishum Hochi, Koile Av. Even if it's true that you can't give a saw on the toll, you need to give a saw based on the av, you can't say that's why it was called av. You can't say that's the reason why Chazal called it an av. Din Kain, if that would be true, noitea or mevashel lehave obis. Chazal should have also called noitea or mevashel av. You don't win with Neteah Mavashal. Neteah, when you give a saw, you can say a saw for Neteah. You don't need to say that saw of Zariah. Vim Hisu, that's a fact. Vim Hisu are told on the day Mishum Neteah, Chayef. If somebody gives a saw for the toll of Neitea and he says, you're doing Neitea, it'd be Chayef. Those two dinam are facts. If the person doing Neitea, the saw for Neitea is Neitea, you don't need to say Zeria. And if a person doing a toll of Neitea, if he's master from Neitea, he'll be Chayef. If a person's doing Neitea, planting a sapling, the Hassor is Nitiya. Nitiya is not mentioned in the obvious. It's not mentioned there, right? And yet, if a person's doing Nitiya and you warn him for Nitiya and not Zerei, it doesn't mention Zerei, it says Nitiya, Chayef. If a person doing Havrocha or Arkova, grafting, and he says you're doing Nitiya, it'd be Chayef. Those are two facts which is mentioned in the Gemara. If somebody's maser mishum neitea, you're chayiv. And if somebody's maser told of neitea and say neitea, you're chayiv.
That is what it is now.
No, according to what we just said, what the Dora of Av is, then neitea should be listed there, should be one of the obois.
Sure.
It should be an Av.
It has, because it has told them.
Not just because there's a Tola, because the soul of the Tola is it. The soul of the Tola is it.
There's two
matters of it. The soul of the Tola is it. If the Agdor of an Av is that the soul of the Tola must be it, then Neiter should also be considered an Av. You wrote to Loima, to Neiter be Shabbos Chayit. Somebody plants a tree on Shabbos is Chayit. Tabekeen Zriye, which is because it's similar to Zriya, Shenechshav go Ovis Melochis, which is included in the Lamates Ovis Melochis. Omevashel the Shabbos Chayim. Somebody who cooks on Shabbos is also Chayim. Tabekeen Oifa, Shenechshav go Ovis Melochis. It's similar to Oifa, which is included in one of the Ovis Melochis. Obenoteh Omevashel, by both of those two, Ein Sorech Lasoisei Mishum Abditu. You don't need to warn them based on their av, meaning the ofer, or based on zoreya. Va'adera, im hisir toldos neitea, mishum neitea, just the opposite. If somebody warns when a person doing a told of a neitea, and he says that's neitea, it'd be chayiv, chayim evasho. V'imkei, now here's an important line. Im noima, if we would say the chashivos of the av is the reason why something's characterized as an av, is mishum shetzorich lahasris atolda didor mishum av, is because you need to warn the tolda based on it. The reason why something's called an av is because it is the labeling, the labeler, the label. It is the label, that's why it's called an av. Loma loichoshiv le neiteh mevashel. Why is neiteh mevashel not mentioned the perek ha'goloi? The obis melochis. Why is it not mentioned there in the list of the obis melochis? If the reason why something called an av is because it is the label, then neiteh should have also been there. El avadai. It can't be the reason why something's called an av. Why something is labeled as an av is because it is the label of the things underneath it. That can't be the reason. It's true. It's definitely true. But that can't be the reason why we're labeling these things as obvious. Because then Neitea should have also been an av.
He said it's true.
It's definitely that Allah is true. That the Toldos have to be labeled based on the Ovis. That's definitely true. But that can't be the reason why the Mishnah labeled those 39 as Ovis.
So if somebody says he warned that he's not there, then what happens?
If somebody does a Toldo of Ritea.
Toldo of Ritea itself.
Yeah, and he warns a good
thing.
Right.
He says that,
you're
always saying
Abraham
is not going to be
Chayav. Neitea is
Chayav. How? You just said
so, Neitea, since it's similar to Zeriah, the halacha is in Shabbos, mentioned that. Neitea and Mevashel are two examples of something which, if you give it a straw for it, since they're similar, so similar to the Ovis, you'd be Chayav for giving a straw for its doing. Two exceptions. Right, two exceptions, although they're not listed at the Lamatus Ovis Melochis. But the two exceptions that these two things of Neitea and Mevashel, if you give them a sof for what they are, they would be Chayiv. And if you give a sof for their toldos, the things which come under them, if you would give them a sof for the thing of Neitea or Mevashel, be Chayiv. So you see that Neitea and Mevashel are the same as Oifa and Zeriah. So why are they not mentioned in the Mishnah? If the reason why we're calling things Av, if that's the Chashivas, the reason why we're calling things Av is because the reason why we're calling things Av is to tell us that these are the labels, then there's another two that could be mentioned. So that's obviously not the reason why the Mishnah said it. Must be some other reason. The reason why the Mishnah said Av is because whatever was in the Mishkan. Right? That's why they're called Av. Whatever was in the Mishkan. Neteah wasn't in the Mishkan. Zereah was. So whatever was in the Mishkan. That's why it's called Av. Now let's read that in the words. I've just told you what Tefesh Mos says, that's what this means. Now we have the Avodah of Chama fitting it in. Va'oid, this is the third teretz, Va'oid. Va'oid. Deneteah Mavashel. Va'oid. Another teretz. Deneteah Mavashel ain't tzorch la'soisim shum av. Neteah Mavashel, the halacha is you don't need to warn, give that saw of Zeriah. Vim hisra, now here, according to the other gyus, it reads better in Vim hisra toldo mishum neteah chayv. See, the word changed a bit. Vim hisra toldo mishum neteah chayv. If you would be master the toldo of neteah, labeling it as neteah, the guy would be chayv. So Neteah is very similar to Zeriah, right? Zeriah, if you must have shown Zeriah, right? You must have told of Zeriah, Mishum Zeriah, Chayiv. Neteah, the same thing. If he does Neteah, he's must have shown Neteah is Chayiv. And he's must have told of Neteah, labeling it as Neteah is also Chayiv. So, one second. Va'afilo hochi lo'i choshiv lein bepeh klal godin. Neteah is not mentioned as one of the obvious. Neteah is not mentioned as one of the obvious. Now this is all the line. What's it mean to say? That if the reason why it's called an Av, the reason why we characterize something as an Av is because to tell us that it's labeled Nafkemina for the Toldos, for the Asrah, then the Mishnah missed out to. The reason why the Mishnah called it an Av is because of that, then the Mishnah missed out too. Should have said Neiteh, should have said Mabashal. They also have the same halachas. If the reason why something's called an Av is to tell us, A, if you did it, the Asrah is for it. And B, if you did it Tolda, the Asrah has to be labeled based on it and not the Tolda, Mishnah should have said the other two as well. And I feel like Loicha should be paid on Golden. It's not mentioned in Klal Godel. Why not? So why is it called an Av? It can't be because of this reason. It's true, but it can't be because of this reason. It can't be because of the reason. You should know these 39, if you label them, these are the labels, the things underneath that have to be called based on it. But there's more than 39. There's another two. So why are these 39 called obvious?
Because half
the other.
So why did the Mishnah choose to make a list based on what's on the Mishnah?
Okay. Say that. That's a question. Say that. Zutka. Zutka, you have a right to ask that question.
Sure.
But that's the Mishnah chose that.
But we have a right not to answer it.
But we have a right to try and answer what Jesus is saying. So what we've done is we've taken a line of Tosfos, which is difficult to read. We've picked one Achrei, chose this one because we shown him learned this way as well. And we have to change slightly the Girsa inside the Tosfos. I'll read it again. Va'oid. Va'oid is now a third. No, one word change. Or two words swap order. Va'oid, a third answer. A third answer to explain why the Gemara had to come on to a historical event and not say a halachic event. Why when the Gemara is saying why it's called an Av, chose historical and not halachic ramification. Void. This is the reason why we had to come on to historical. If you know Hilchos Shabbos, you would know that Neteah Mavashel don't need to be labeled based on their Zeriah and on Oifeh. Vim Hisra, and here I'm changing the word slightly. Vim Hisra Hatolda Mishum Neteah Chayiv. If the Tolda of Neteah would have a warning of Neteah, the guy would be Chayiv. So it sounds like Neteah falls under the same category of what you told me is called an av, right? You're sending an av is something which you're labeling that the asor is for it, and its toldos are also for it. So it would fit into the category of what you explained was an av. It's not mentioned there in Perek Hagadol. It's not mentioned in the Lamentos. Ovos, Melachos, it's not mentioned there. So why not? If the whole reason why we're calling something an av is to tell us that yes, this is these are the labels. So there's 39 labels. It's not true. There's 41. There's 41 labels. It's not 39 labels. If always means labels, if that's what always means labels, there's 41. So why does the Mishnah not say there's 41 labels? Right? The answer is, when the Mishnah said always, it wasn't saying labels. The Mishnah said always, the 39 things that were done in the Mishnah. 39 things that were done in the Mishnah. There are only 39 things done in the Mishnah. And that's what always means. Always means things that were done in the Mishkan. And that's what the Gemara answers. So the Gemara asks, the Fri Belezer, what's the nafkemine? And the Gemara answers, Hach Tavoy B'Mishkan Chashiva means, according to Belezer, it can only be the reason why the Torah, when Mishkan said, Lamatis, always Melachis, can only be because of a historical event. Because although there are other nafkeminis, there are lachik nafkeminis in an Avon Atolda, the Mishnah clearly wasn't coming to tell us that, because it would have had to say this 41. Well, that's the last third of thesis. Gone very much overtime, as usual. That's how it worked. Wow, okay. Three terutzim, as Yossi calls that ping pong. First third saying, no halachik nafkemina whatsoever. You misunderstood the Gemara Shabbos. Second third says, you misunderstood the Gemara in Baba Kama, but you did understand the Gemara Shabbos. And the third teretz is, you understood both the Gemara Shabbos and the Gemara Baba Kama. You understood it all. The Gemara Shabbos is correct, the Gemara Baba Kama is right. That the Gemara Shabbos is saying that there is, of course, a halachic nafkamina, and the Gemara Baba Kama says, we can't bring the halachic nafkamina. Why not? Because the Gemara Baba Kama is coming to explain the Mishnah, Sholeh Lamatis, Ovois, Melachis. If it was coming to tell me the nafkamina of the Gemara Shabbos, the Mishnah shouldn't have said 39, the Mishnah should have said 41. There must be a different reason why the Mishnah called it Ovis. That's true, the Gemara Shabbos is right, but there must be a different reason. Akhtav of a Mishkan. Koyle Av. Okay, very good.
Now please test
me. I should test you?
Yes, test me.
What was the first thing? You misunderstood the Gemara in Shabbos.
Is there a misunderstanding? Oh, much. But there a different abbreviation?